You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Thank you. Okay. Welcome, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today. We're heading slowly back to Cootamundra from Tamworth Country Music Festival, which was absolutely amazing. So at the moment, I'm at a beautiful place called Yarri Lake, and that's like about 15 minutes from Narrabri. So it's just absolutely beautiful here. So I wanted to share it with you guys. So we'll be traveling a lot this year. So I'm going to show you different places as we go along if we're there when my show is on. So, okay, so we've got lots of things to cover today. We've also got a call coming through, so we'll wait for them to come, and I'll be able to maybe answer some questions for them. And I've also got a lot of different questions from other people as well, and a topic that I'd like to cover as well. So, okay. Let's have a look. I think we've got a caller coming through now. We've got Allison from Colorado, USA. Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Welcome. So how I work is I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll bring through the information I need to know. So just give me a little bit of feedback, and because we've only got a few minutes, you can ask me a certain question, or if there's someone in particular that you'd really like me to make contact with.
I just have a vague question of just what is the, if there's anything the universe is trying to tell me. I see a lot of angel numbers stuff like that.
Okay, let's have a look. So I'm actually getting a mother coming through in spirit. So I'm actually getting this as a grandmother. And she's around you. It's like she's a little bit of a guardian angel with you and watches over you. And I'm not sure if she was a little bit of a hard lady when she was here. But I feel like she's very, very protective over her family. And this lady's from your mum's side of the family. And what they're talking about is there's massive change happening with you at the moment. And what I'm seeing is that they're wanting you, the numbers that you're seeing, is they're actually trying to let you know that you're heading in the right direction. I'm not sure if you're seeing ones and threes quite often. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and I'm seeing ones and threes, and I'm just getting that this really means that you're heading in the right direction. And there's also a big change. Has there been a lot of changes in relationships for you as well? Because they're talking about you've gone through quite a lot over the last 2 years, and where things are just starting to get back on track, but it's just, you're just not there yet. Does that make sense? And they're also talking about where there's, yeah, and there's also changes to do with, you've got to step out and kind of step in your own power now. It's almost like they've been pushing you and pushing you. And what happens is with the universe, when we don't listen and we don't get out of that comfort zone and do what we're meant to be doing, they'll force you into that area, and I feel like they may have forced you out of certain situations, or where there's been, the universe has had to kind of step in and make things happen for you, where it may have been a little bit harsh, but it's like you've found your feet now and you're starting to head in the right direction. Does that make sense? And the angel numbers is just them letting you know, yep, you're on track, you're finally almost there, so just keep going.
Nice. All right, that makes a lot of sense.
I hope that helps, love. So number three is usually about communication, and number one is about new starts and new beginnings. But feel what you feel at the time that those numbers come through. Like, take notice of how you feel and what's going on in your life, because numbers can sometimes change and mean different things for different people, if that makes sense. So I hope that helps. It was lovely to chat with you. Okay, I've got a few other people that I'd like to cover today, and there's a topic that I'd like to cover, a spiritual question, where someone had asked me about why do we not always get our information correct? And this is about predictions and certain information that we might get about certain situations. And sometimes we don't get everything right, and that may be because we may interfere with people's lessons that they may have to learn, or a process that they may have to go through for these lessons as well. There may also be a different path that you may pick as well. So we might tell you something, and then you may pick a totally different path and go, no, that's not what I'll do. And that means that we're doing our job, because we show you situations sometimes, and then you have the choice if you want to make go down that path or not. So that means that we're doing our job. And feedback. Is feedback good? Yes, feedback is very good, but not too much of it. So a little bit of feedback actually helps me, because then spirit gets quite chatty and gives more information. But if you kind of talk too much in my readings, it actually interferes, and it will actually break the energy between spirit and myself. So I'm very careful about that also. So those are the two questions that I've had asked over the last week. So I just wanted to clarify a few things. So, all right, now there's a few questions as well. I've only got a few more minutes. So I've got a question from Bianca about her house. Will it be sold soon? I actually feel like there's an investor at the moment. I've got a grandfather that's talking to me for you, and there's something to do with an Asian or someone from another country, where they've either just moved into Australia, or they've moved into or they're wanting to move and invest, and I feel like someone is coming in, maybe from Asia or an Asian country, but I do feel like they, you'll just have to be careful with the offer, because I do feel like they may try and talk you down, but they do have the money. So make sure you stand, take your stance and get what you want, because I feel like there's no great big rush on everything. It's just that you're finally almost there, but you're not quite there yet. But you're going to have all the abundance that you've been waiting for years quite soon. So just be patient. And I'm also getting that just know that you're guided. You've got a really good intuition. So listen to that. Okay. So just keep listening to that, and they're guiding you all the way. That's Bianca from Newcastle, New South Wales. So I've got another person as well, Karen, and this is another question about moving, and so Karen Lavender from Jilgong, I hope I've said that right. I probably haven't, but New South Wales. So, and what I'm getting with you is moving out of town. I feel like this is on the cards, but it's almost like you just don't have the amount of money yet. It's almost like you keep getting getting the deposit, or you get it, or you see a place, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and you kind of miss out, and then the prices go up, and it's like you just keep on, the goalpost keeps moving. But I feel like there's going to be something that you're going, that's going to come up, which is a bit smaller, and where it has potential, but there'll be a lot of work that will be needed with the property. I feel like it may even be a little bit off grid. I'm not sure if that's right, but where you may purchase a property with a little house, and which will be temporary. It could even be a shed, or just this little house that's been, it's very old, and then it will turn into something quite fabulous down the track, where you actually build on the property as well. So I'm seeing this, they're telling me around September, so where it's, something's going to happen for you to actually finally be able to do what you want to do. So, and where you'll be actually in the situation for this to happen. I'm not sure if you're selling a house at the moment, but they're talking about sale of a house also. And they're talking about where this is maybe what's going to happen in September, where things are finalized. Or that's when you are able to purchase your property. I feel like you're not quite sure exactly where you want to live yet, so you're actually having a look around and looking at different places to figure out where you want to go. And I feel like it's not exactly where you plan to go. It's going to actually be a little bit further out, but you'll enjoy this. And I do feel like there's changes around the work situation where it's going to be a little bit easier with the travel and being out of town also. So, all right, now let me have a look. I've also got a message for Jennifer Patrick. So, and what I'm getting with this is to do with love. So I don't know if there's been a situation to do with love. You may even be, and they're talking about a new start. So this is actually, I'm getting I'm actually getting an auntie coming through for you. And this auntie, I feel that maybe from the next generation, but this auntie loves you dearly and is around you all the time protecting you. And they're talking about where a situation with love, this might be a relationship that you're already in, or it could be to do with new love coming in, but they're just talking about it's coming and they're sending you the right kind of love, or this relationship's about to get a lot better. So it was lovely to speak to you all. You can book readings with me on mediumdonnayoung.com, and you can see everything I'm doing. I've also got a subscription page which you can also join as well, which is $29.99 per month, and you can join my spirit club classes on Monday night at 7:30, which starts in the next few weeks in February when I'm back in Cootamundra. So